Hi, I'm Ari, and I saw Bunnies Being Nosy questionnaire when I was fucking around in GWA backstage, being nosy. So I thought, I'm listening to everyone else's answers. So turnabout is fair play. I probably should answer them myself. Number one, what is your favorite holiday and why? Holidays are not a fun time for me. I get seasonal depression. I have bad memories around holidays that creep up around the corners and turn everything into fuckery. So, if I were to pick one, I'd say Halloween. I love to dress up. I love cosplay. Love, love, love. I love cosplay. And I feel Halloween is a time where people kind of cut loose a little bit. They get to express themselves a little more. And there's not so much pressure for societal norms. So for me, I'd say Halloween. Number two, if you could live in any cinematic, TV, or anime universe, what would it be? Examples include Harry Potter, Marvel, etc. That's a toughie. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I watch a lot of movies and a lot of anime and TV, but mostly I read. So if this was a book universe, it would be a little bit easier. But if I have to pick, I would say Ooran. Ooran High School Host Club. They're always having fun, they're having tea parties, they're going crazy. And I love, love genderbenders. So, because I love genderbenders so much, I would have to say Ooran. It'd be kind of fun to pretend to be a guy and have crazy tea parties. Are you guys hearing my stomach right now? Oh my god. I think I need to eat something. Number four. Oh my god, I can't count, guys. Number three. What's your favorite audio tag to perform or write? So, I am starting to write scripts. I write a lot in my free time in other ways, and I wanted to apply it to script writing. But they aren't released yet, so I'm going to go with the perform part. And I also have not done a lot of audios yet. But I'd have to say out of the ones I've done so far, HFO. I love having HFOs. It doesn't even have to be an HFO audio for me to have an HFO, if the voice is good enough. But more the content depends. But I like doing HFOs because I know how awesome they are. And if I can have them and I enjoy them, I want other people to too. And if I can do that, fuck yeah, my dudes. Number four. When it's really, really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Comfort food all day, baby. I love comfort food. I can eat comfort food all the time. It doesn't have to be fucking cold. But, goulash. Like a beef stew or goulash with lots of paprika. Crusty white bread with butter. And I'm going to dip it in that. Oh yeah, I'm going to dip it in it. And it's going to be like dippy eggs. And I'm, oh god, I love goulash. I love food, I'm a foodie. So, I love to cook. I love, love, love to cook. I do hand-baked bread. Like, I knead it myself. It takes like 3 or 4 hours. I love to bake. I love making sweets. I love cooking. I just love food. So, yes, goulash, final answer. Number five, can you do a handstand? Oh, that's so, so triggering. I used to do a lot of handstands. Not so much anymore. I'm not as coordinated. So if I were to try to do a handstand right now, I would faceplant to all of your amusement. And no, that's not going to happen. So no, I cannot do a handstand. Number six, do you type using the home keys or no? That's a big fat no. Do you know how I learned how to type? breaking onto my dad's computer when he wasn't home and playing video games. Chatting. So, I learned by chicken pecking and then going crazy. And now I can put my hands anywhere and type just fucking fine. I don't need home keys. I type really fast and very accurately. It's like a special skill. Speaking of skills, number 7. What's a skill you really want to learn? I would kill to be able to sing. Like, I would kill for it. I've always wanted to learn how to sing, but I am tone deaf. So, I bought a guitar. Talk about a compromise. Bought a guitar. Currently sitting in my living room, ready to be played. I'm going to be learning that, and I really want to learn it. Number 8. What's your favorite type of weather? That is also very easy to answer. So, I love overcast, windy days, cold, autumn. You're walking and it smells like... All I can say is it smells like fall, because it has a very distinct smell. And you can hear the wind kind of going through the trees as you walk, and there's a breeze hitting your face. And you're bundled up in a jacket. And it's just fucking perfection. Yes, fall. Fall overcast day. Little bit of wind. No rain, please. Number 9. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? That is a very loose question, Bunny. Are you talking about any game? Like, I'm outside playing tag? Board games? Video games? I can have 1,000 answers to this question. Make-believe. Yes, make-believe would be number 1, if that can count here. Who doesn't want to be a fucking princess? And if that's not the case, I used to take my toy box top, pop it at the top of the stairs, sit my ass on it, and fucking go down full speed. Slam right into the wall and do it over and over again. I would kill to do that again right now, but I would probably kill myself on concrete, and I don't want to do that. But, yes, we used to terrorize my mother by doing cool runnings down the stairs, possibly putting dents into her living room wall. Final answer. Number 10, waffles or pancakes? Come on, Bunny, that's not fair. French toast is obviously the superior answer here. French toast all day. But if I have to pick one, I'm going with pancakes. More specifically, blueberry syrup on lemon ricotta. Yes, please. Number 11. Summer or winter? Bunny, bunny, bunny. Both of these do not have my answer. I'm sad. Very extreme. We're talking extremely hot or extremely cold. No in between. I like gray area. So we're going to go with fall. Fall is my favorite. But if I have to pick between these two, winter. In the summer, it's really fucking hot here, and you can only get so naked in public. At least in winter, I can pop on a jacket or cuddle under a blanket. Number 12. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? That is a toughie. Little fact about me, I took 7 years of Spanish, and I understand it, but I stopped using it, so I'm not as fluent anymore. But I love that language. Chinese would be the most practical based on population. Arabic is beautiful, French is beautiful, Russian is awesome. Russian sounds badass, okay? I don't care who says anything about that. German's really intense. Japanese is awesome for anime, but if I were to pick one here... Korean. I love me some Korean dramas, y'all. So, Korean. Final answer. I want to watch those without subtitles. Number 13. Are you a morning shower or night shower person? Morning shower. Who takes a morning shower? No, okay? Not happening. I don't get sleep. I'm up till 3 or 4 a.m., getting up at 7 or 8 and going right to work. I have insomnia, guys. Morning won't work for me. I'm crawling out of bed last minute and running my ass to work like a crazy woman. Yeah, night shower and hopes of sleep. Whoa, okay, bunny. I see what you're doing here. Very important answer here, guys. Number 14. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? Yeah. I'll try anything once, within reason. Especially if the other person wants to try it. But there are a little bit of limits here, people. I like trying new things, though, especially in that area. Number 15. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. Ooh. Fuck. I don't like this question. I don't like a lot about myself, okay? So this is not fun for me. Are we talking personality-wise, physical attributes? What are we talking about here, bunny? Alright, I'll do one of each. Oh, fuck. I care about people. If I see someone outside begging for change and they're in a bad place, I want to help them. If I see someone crying, I want to know why so I can make it better. I care about people too much. And it's come back to bite me way too many times. I think that's a nice thing about myself, but other people might call me a schmuck. Physical attributes. I love my ass. I have a really fucking nice ass, people. It's big, it's perfect, it's round. It does look really good in leggings. Women come up to me to give me compliments about my ass. That's the one thing I like about myself, physically. So, let's see. And please don't take that as me being shallow. I'm not. I just like my ass. Number 16. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? Every day is different, so it's really contingent on what happened. What happened that day to make it stressful and crappy? That's going to determine how I'd go about my day getting better. I like to come home and get my lights low. Wow, I'm really like nasty sounding right now. Fuck, I'm parched, people. That's a lot of talking. I need some nicotine too. Fuck. All right. Let's get back to Bunny's questionnaire. Number 16. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? That depends on what happened that day. Why it's crappy. But as a general rule, I come home, I lower all of my lights down, pop on my Christmas lights, do candles, something to get it low and nice and chill. Incense or aromatherapy starts going. Put on some tunes. Maybe it's death metal. Maybe it's classical. Maybe it's hardcore rap. I don't fucking know. It's just whatever I want to listen to that day. My musical tastes are wide. Then I go over to my amazing beanbag chair. This thing is a beast. It's filled with like furniture pieces. It's super soft to sink into. So I jump and dive into that and I veg. Maybe I'll watch a Korean drama or two. Maybe I'll watch a documentary. I love facts. So, gonna watch some documentaries. Especially about space. I love space. But if I'm not doing that, noise-canceling headset on. Audios go. Get off after for some stress relief, yes? Go smoke a bowl. And I'm going to go out and chill with some friends, maybe. Maybe I'll just take a drive. Maybe I'll go sit down at the beach and close my eyes and just feel the fucking breeze and sea salt and dig my toes into the sand and just fucking chill. That's the best. Yeah. Number 17. What are your top three favorite movies? Bonnie, you're so mean. Three? How do I pick three? I really should have read this before I started. I love movies, so I've watched a lot of movies. It's hard to pick three. But, number one, Mirror Mask. I fucking love, 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 love Neil Gaiman, okay? I love his books. I love his comics. I love The Sandman. And Mirror Mask is like a British labyrinth that's fucking badass. Graphically, like, visuals are stunning. The soundtrack is badass. It ear fucks the shit out of you while you're watching it and just puts you in a great fucking mood for awesome. And I love the storyline. There's a lot of psychological aspects in this movie that are very interesting that you can watch it many, many times, which is the best part of a good movie. You can watch it multiple times, and depending on where your headspace is that day is how you interpret the outcome of this movie and the motivations in this movie. The archetypes change. Number two. Ooh. What Dreams May Come, featuring Robin Williams. That's honestly number one. I'm not going to lie to you. Bunny, it's not that hard. I do love this movie. And this is why. Not to spoil it, but fuck. I hope you guys have watched it. It's old as shit. If you haven't, go watch this goddamn movie. What is wrong with you? But who doesn't want their significant other to literally go through hell and purgatory to get to you? They literally abandon their own aspect of heaven to bring you back to them. That's fucking romance, people. Number three. Fuck. There's so many good movies. Do I say Equilibrium? Do I say The Fountain? Ugh. Cloud Atlas? Schindler's List? Jacob's Ladder? Fuck. Do I get into comedies? I loved Hook. Mrs. Doubtfire. Matilda. I loved Matilda. I'm also a massive Tim Burton fan. I love Tim Burton. I think Nightmare Before Christmas is definitely one of my favorites, but I kind of, for some reason, put these under a different category and don't even think about them when people ask these questions. Fuck, it deserves a spot. Nightmare Before Christmas. If it wasn't there, it would be Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Number 18. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? Oh, fuck. Let's see here. Wow. Get in the mood. I set the lights low. I get on some Barry White. Take a bubble bath. No, okay, let's be honest. I'm a cold reader. I don't like to read the script first and then go in. I want to go in blind. I want to go in fucking blind. Catch me off guard. I'm going crazy. I don't want to read it and then get in the mood. But if I were to say anything, I pop on my headset. I blast really angry fucking music or really happy music. Whatever music fits the tone of how I need to feel to do my script. I blast that for a while. I chill on my patio. I smoke a bowl. Maybe a couple cigarettes. I'm a filthy smoker, people. I'm sorry. I know. It's horrible. I really should stop. But not happening this year. Let me get through Christmas, okay? Then I'll give myself another try. Relapse twice. Do it again. We all know how this works. I also vape. Fuck. But I'm gonna sit on my patio. I'm gonna smoke a bowl. Listen to some tunes. Maybe smoke a couple smokes. Come in. Record. Then cry in fetal position while I try to edit all the fucking mouth sounds and craziness out. Like dogs barking and airplanes. Case in point with my popping right now. Number 19. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, examples include unicorn, dragon, etc., which one would you pick? Toughy. Cerberus. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. I think I am. It's been a while. I love mythology too, by the way. Cerberus, the three-headed dog that guards the underworld. Give him to me. I love dogs. I'm a dog girl. And I want him. He's kind of badass, but I bet he'd be cuddly. In a very mean way. Which I also like. Number 20. What is your go-to movie? Watching, snack, or candy? I love movies, but I don't snack that often. I used to snack a lot, but I don't snack much anymore. But if I were to pick one, I love peanut butter pretzels. That's like one of my things. I love the salty sweet. Got my mouth watering. I like the salty sweet combination of peanut butter pretzels. If it's not that, kettle corn popcorn. Extra greasy, buttery movie popcorn. Or Sour Patch Kids. I have a weakness for them. Number 21. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? Oh, God. How do I answer this? I am an INTJ female. I am an introvert. But my job does not allow that. I am a closet introvert that play acts at being very extroverted. Oh, I need a drink. Sorry, hold on. Fuck, I'm thirsty. And it's getting late and I'm supposed to be leaving soon and I'm taking so long to do this. Oh, man. Alright. Alright. Extrovert or introvert? INTJ female. I'm very introverted. And I pretend to be an extrovert. I'm very shy. I tend to have my nose in a book. Or I'm listening to music. Or watching movies at home. Not an extroverted kind of gal. But am I willing to try? Yes. So, introvert. Number 22. Was your first kiss actually a good one? Yes, it was. And it was with my female best friend. God, I'm a stereotype. But it was a fucking phenomenal one. Sometimes I wish I could do that again. Number 23. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? This is a loaded question. But I drive around with a suitcase. Well, it's not really a suitcase. It's a bag with so much shit in it, it's falling out. I bring my laptop. I bring my Kindle. I bring my noise-canceling headset. I bring anything I think I might want. Otherwise, I have panic. I have anxiety. So, if I feel like I can't get to something, I need to freak out. So I just bring it all with me. Why not? I've got the space. But if we're talking immediate needs, my vape is number one. Number two, my Monster energy drink or LaCroix. So I usually have a Pacific Punch or Mango Loco Monster. And if I don't have that, I have a Lime LaCroix. Yeah. That would be my on hand. Maybe cigarettes, depending on if I'm smoking a lot that day. Some days I don't smoke very much, but other days I'm chain smoking like a crazy person. I don't know. Depends. Number 24. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? That's an interesting question. The soft sway women have when they walk. The finger going behind the ear to push their hair back. The lopsided smile. Biting on the end of a pen. There's so many things. Masculine women, too. I like masculine women. I like bros. Bro women. Does that make any sense? When they act more like a guy. Like me. And hands. I love hands. Oh, God. Bonnie, you're killing me. A man's hand on the gear shift. Or when his arm goes back behind you to reverse and his head turns. There's a confidence to it that I really like. When you're walking and they put their hand at the small of your back. When they open the door for you. Chivalry isn't dead, my dudes. And smells. Does that count? Cologne or perfume? Doing your laundry. Does that really count? But I don't know what it is. I'm not really big on physical attributes that attract me to somebody. It's a lot of different things. A really good voice or somebody that smells really good. I don't know if it's the pheromones mixed with cologne perfume and laundry detergent. But I have literally had like a massive reaction to somebody I didn't even see just walking by me, behind me, while I was sitting on a bar stool once. And I was just like, oh my fucking God, I don't know what you look like, but I literally want to jump you right now. You smell so fucking good. Just the memory of it is like really arousing. Smells, particularly for me. If you smell good, I'm turning my head. I don't care what you look like. That's fucking hot. And non-sexual acts are usually more attractive to me. It's the little things, people. It's definitely the little things. I don't know. Number 25. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. God, Bunny, you're so fucking mean. Ugh, Bunny, you're so mean to me. I can't do that. Why? This is worse than three. Three would have been more manageable, okay? One? Come on. I listen to so many genres of music. It would be simple if I was just a rap girl. I listen to everything. Picking one is hard, okay? God. Jamie All Over by May Day Parade, number one. I love that song. I can listen to it 1,000 times. Never get tired of it. Fuck. Daylight by Joji. Fall by Palisades. Throne by Bring Me the Horizon. Call Ticketron by Run the Jewels. But top would probably be Chelsea Dagger. I'm a huge hockey fan. I love the Blackhawks, and I love hearing their goal score sound. So, Chelsea Dagger, final answer. Okay. Wow, that was a lot of questions, Bunny. But it was fun to answer them, so hopefully this gives you all a little insight into me a little bit. And for the person that sent me a message asking me to just talk, save for work, hopefully this makes you happy. I think it's time for me to go now. I hope you enjoyed my TED Talk. No, but really, I do have to go. It's kind of late, and I need to do that de-stressing we were talking about. So I think I'm going to go have a kava, bula with some friends, and unwind for a little bit. Nisam Bula Vanaka, my dudes. May you have a great night, and hope to see you on the flip side.